It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, many houses in Wisconsin have a history going way back before their current owners moved in. With a little work, you can learn the history of your home. We'll talk with an expert about hunting for the story of our house. First, a wave of teacher strikes around the country has hit Oklahoma now and Kentucky. Teachers there walked out of classes today and rallied at their state capitals for higher wages and more education funding. The demonstrations come after growing protests in Arizona over the weekend. The protests are fueled in part by the recent success of teachers striking in West Virginia earlier this year. The demonstration there shut down schools for 9 days and resulted in a 5% raise for teachers. Madeline Will is a reporter for Education Week who covers the teaching profession. She also writes for the blog Teacher Beat. Madeline, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's hit these states one at a time. First of all, what is the latest now in Oklahoma?
So today was the first day of a statewide walkout. About 200 school districts closed as teachers marched to the Capitol and protested for higher funding. They actually received a $6,000 pay raise last week, but they're saying that's not enough. They need more. They're calling for $75 million in education funding after a decade of steep cuts to the profession.
And you said it's the first day, and it seems unclear to some school districts if there's going to be a second or third day of these walkouts, right?
Yeah, so the State Teachers Union has said that the walkout will continue tomorrow, and many districts have shut down classes for tomorrow, but beyond that, it's really up in the air.
And then take us over to Kentucky. What's happening there?
So Kentucky teachers are protesting at the Capitol today because they're fighting for their pension benefits. The state legislators have passed a pension reform bill last week, and teachers are protesting the changes to their retirement. Most school districts are closed for spring break already, but a few districts have been shut down.
And now people are also watching for a possible walkout now in Arizona, is that right?
Yes, the teachers are asking for a 20% pay raise and threatening to strike if they don't get that.
Talking to Madeline Will from the publication Education Week, looking at teacher strikes around the country. And Madeline, I want to dig deeper into the one that's getting the most attention, Oklahoma. You've talked to teachers there. What are you hearing from them about wages, school funding, and why they're walking out?
The teachers in Oklahoma have said they don't want to walk out. They're worried about their students. This is happening during state testing. They're not sure what's going to happen with that, but they feel like they have no other option. Aside from the pay raise that happened last week, teachers hadn't received a pay raise in 10 years. And Oklahoma has one of the steepest cuts in funding to education over the past decade. So teachers feel like this is the only way they can get the legislature to notice them.
And are teachers in Oklahoma pointing toward what had happened earlier this year in West Virginia?
Yes, they're saying that showed them that this kind of movement could be successful, that they could get what they need, and to some extent, that's already proved to be true. I mean, it's a big deal for Oklahoma to pass a $6,000 pay raise.
Can you talk about how teachers' salaries and compensation compare to people with comparable levels of training and education? You wrote a big piece on that recently.
Yeah. So, teachers in general, they're paid much differently than other college-educated professionals. A teacher can't walk into his or her boss's office and negotiate a salary. It's really based on a salary schedule that is determined by the district and how much money they have and by the states and how their minimum schedules. And as state legislators have to do more with less, they just haven't been able to put that money into teacher raises in many states.
And one thing that seems unusual about this wave of walkouts and strikes is it's not always the teachers' unions leading the way. Can you talk about how these things developed?
Yeah, these teachers are all organizing on Facebook. There's one teacher Facebook group in Oklahoma that has more than 70,000 members. These states are all red states. The unions are not as strong as they have been in the past. So this is a really grassroots movement. Teachers are driving this protest.
And so, ironically, places where teachers have fewer collective bargaining rights, we're seeing more labor action and more walkouts there?
Right, right. Striking is actually illegal in Oklahoma, West Virginia, in Kentucky, but in West Virginia, teachers were not punished for striking. I think Oklahoma teachers are hoping the same.
And so what happens next in Oklahoma in particular? Is there any sign that lawmakers in that state are looking to increase wages more than they already had done?
It's not clear right now. Last week was a really, it takes a lot of, it's a big deal for Oklahoma to pass any kind of tax increase. Both chambers at the legislature have to have a 3/4 majority vote. That's a lot to get through. So the governor has said teachers should be thanking legislators for getting that pay raise through. So it's not clear if they'll be able to pass another one.
Yeah, what have Oklahoma teachers said about that pay raise and education funding increase that had passed there?
They're saying that's a good start. They're appreciative, but they're saying it's just not enough to make up for the last decade.
Is there a thought that these are just the first few dominoes falling here, that other teachers in other states are going to be watching these stories?
I think they are watching these stories. I think there's rumblings. No other state has as firm of plans as these four, but I think a few months ago people would have said that this couldn't have happened. So I think people are watching this very closely.
And where do states like the ones we're talking about, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Kentucky, stack up when it comes to how teachers are paid?
So the average salary for teachers is about $58,000 nationally. In Oklahoma, teachers make about $45,000. Arizona is also pretty low on the list. So these teachers, they have suffered cuts over the years. Their raises are not up to par.
And then in Oklahoma, we've heard a lot about funding of education and stories of some school districts going to 4-week schedules, shortages of textbooks and things like that. Do you see that as a widespread issue there?
Yes, in Oklahoma, yes. I spoke with a district superintendent who have said that they, want to have more support staff for their students with special needs. They want to have, more counselors, and they just can't afford it.
So in Oklahoma and elsewhere, what are you watching for next?
Well, I think it'll be really interesting to see what the legislature does with Oklahoma and with Arizona, to see if Arizona teachers are able to get the legislature to pass an increase in teacher pay.
Madeline, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Madeline Will, reporter for Education Week. She was with us to talk about a growing number of teacher strikes and walkouts around the country.